The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. I spoke about this earlier. Boris Johnson told to appear in court.
Yeah, morning, Alan. Yeah, for lying. The former Foreign Secretary, former London Mayor, would-be Conservative Party leader, favourite with the bookies to be the next Prime Minister, he stands accused of, quote, misconduct in public office, which is actually a 13th century law, for goodness sake, because of his claim. It wasn't even him who originated it, but he repeated the claim during the referendum campaign for Brexit that Britain gives the EU £350 million a week. Let's fund our NHS instead. Well, the maths don't add up. They never did add up, frankly, and it was pointed out at the time. But the idea that a guy called Marcus Ball, who I've never heard of before, has crowdfunded a couple of £100,000 to launch a private prosecution and hold a politician to account for, well, maybe a lie or an untruth or a half-truth. How many politicians are we going to drag into the courts if Bojo goes this way? It could well get kicked out before it actually happens.
Well, his defence is, of course, he wasn't in public office, that he was campaigning. But I must say, you know, truth in advertising is something singularly absent from political campaigns. Tell us about the fake bomb.
Yeah, only last week we had an unexploded Second World War bomb which had to be detonated at a building site in southwest London. It was a full-on thing. Kingston University had to be evacuated. So you can imagine what everyone was thinking when they thought that another present from the Nazis had drifted in with the tide on the River Thames in East London this time. It was a metre across. It absolutely looked like maybe one of those Navy mines, sea mines. Police were called, an army bomb disposal team on standby. It turned out to be a giant-sized Christmas bauble. which point you're thinking, what kind of size tree was that thing on? I mean, it was enormous, but you obviously put the wind up somebody. A bauble, not a bomb.
That's nice. A bauble, not a bomb. Oh, Gilchrist, very alliterative.
Really, all of life was like that, though.
You're very alliterative this morning.
Thank you, sir.
That's okay. That's okay. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.